Good morning, Pharmacy Podcast listeners. This is Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose on Saturday, May 18th. Congratulations to all the PharmD 2019 candidates who are graduating this weekend and entering our great profession. As a father, I always draw great pleasure when my daughters graduated from their educational pathways in other areas. They weren't pharmacists. They were teachers and wonderful graduations that I attended at Boston University and Northeastern for both of my daughters. And it's a special day for a parent. Well, I feel like a parent to the students who I mentor. We had 52 students this past year, and it was wonderful to experience their growth and to see them blossom as professionals who are entering our profession. So as they walk down the aisle, I want to just congratulate them like a parent, like they're part of our family, and they really are. And they're entering the profession at a very, very exciting time because there's so much change going on. And through change comes opportunity. So really what I'm saying is that I would love to have the opportunity to work with all of the graduates, not just from the universities that we were fortunate enough to be mentoring, like University at Buffalo and St. John's, Creighton, LIU, other universities. We're going to be working now with Nova Southeastern in Florida. But our goal is to give those graduates everything that this profession has to offer. And what that means is there's no ceiling. There's no top to the place that you could land as a professional. You need to just realize that our profession offers you a multiple areas of layers of your profession. It's all about where you want to go and what you want to be. I looked up a word yesterday in anticipation of this conversation, and it's called stratification. Stratification is a system of the formation of layers, classes, or categories. You know, stratification is used in a number of different ways. It could be used to describe a particular way of arranging seeds while planting, as well as, of course, the geologic layers of rocks. That's really where I remember stratification of rocks, you know, being like a scientific word. But somehow the content of a scientific word or realm is not really all that it means. I mean, there's stratification in social sphere, you know, rich, poor, you know, needy. So, you know, you can put up layers, et cetera, in any kind of part of your world. Stratification in your job, you have a manager, you have a staff pharmacist, et cetera. So you're really arranging people into groups, upper class, middle class, lower class, as an example. Well, the stratification name and word came to even a higher level for us at RXVIP yesterday. Crystal Cruz and I were on a phone call with Don Rule and Rick Shigaki from Translational Software. And the word stratification came up in conversation about how it relates to pharmacogenetic testing. Because Translational has created a stratification tool, an online analysis of pharmacogenetics to determine which patients really can benefit from a pharmacogenetic test. So imagine if you were at a pharmacy working. Imagine if you were, oh, we have cats here looking for their breakfast. Imagine if you were at a pharmacy working and looking at patients coming into your store. Or if you were in a hospital environment, or if you were in a specialty pharmacy, or if you were just sitting around the table with your loved ones, and you wanted to know which people in your life, business and personal, would benefit from a pharmacogenetic test. We're going to give you an application, a technology, a portal to analyze their medication, just like you would if you did a simple list and looked at the list on a computer to see what medication they take. If they came up to ask you, should I take Delsym or should I take Robitussin? So if you look at a patient's medication, you're schooled, you have knowledge to understand, you get a picture of what that patient is all about. But you don't get enough information to make a determination on whether they would be beneficial for them to have a pharmacogenetic test. You can clearly see who would be a good candidate, but if we give you a portal to stratify, the stratification of today's patient is really a tremendous tool for preventative medicine. So I'm looking at you here. I'm talking to you, a pharmacy podcast listener, someone in our nation. And if I just knew that you were someone who was taking multiple medication, and that's just about everybody in our world, if I knew that you had experienced adverse side effects or adverse reactions or even just apparent allergic reactions to medication, I'd be talking to almost everybody across the counter. If you had experienced any kind of non-existent response or limited response, doctor gave you a drug, it just didn't seem to work. That's everybody we talk to. That's a lot of people in our stores, in our world, who have that experience. Maybe there's a family history of an allergic reaction or an adverse reaction. Maybe there's something that's occurred with a family member that now you're concerned that it would happen with you. Well, I'm thinking I talk to and you've talked to and you talk to a lot of patients with that thought process. Maybe they're starting a new medication or treatment regimen. Isn't that more important than just the legal aspect that we have to counsel? If we're concerned that a patient is starting a new medication, they're concerned. So if you knew that every patient who was starting a new medication or new regimen would benefit from more knowledge about stratifying them, are they in a position at a level that a pharmacogenetic test would benefit? Now, you don't know that. You don't know that. And we're not looking to be PGX peddlers. Any pharmacist out there, or any healthcare providers who are in it for the money of how much do I make on that test? How much money can I make on that test? Where's the money? Where's the beef? Well, what about the understanding that not everyone benefits from this test, but from a preemptive and preventative standpoint as a healthcare provider, which is something you want to be. You want to be recognized as a healthcare provider. Well, act like a healthcare provider. How many patients come to the counter? They're anxious, not just because they have anxiety syndromes. They're anxious about taking that first medication for diabetes that they were just diagnosed at. Or God forbid, an oncology drug. Or God forbid, things that are new to their life. They're anxious. So the stratification of the patient is literally what consultation is about. If you want to be the kind of pharmacist that you went to school for, you need to be able to identify opportunities to help patients. So this weekend is a graduation day. The stratification of our PharmD candidates entering our profession, from my perspective, they're at the upper class. They're at the highest level. They're at the point in their career where nothing has occurred to get them down. They're excited. They're enthusiastic. They're brilliant. They're hardworking. They're the kind of healthcare provider we need. While I, for one, are going to embrace them, RxVIP is going to make the summer of 2019 a summer to remember for every single PharmD graduate in our profession. Next week is Memorial Day. And on Friday, we do every Friday our concierge pharmacist show. Yesterday, we had a wonderful show with Todd Urey and with Nick Rollo from EBM to talk about how the independent pharmacy owners who are in the business already can make money by offering EBM medical to doctors in their neighborhoods and how they can survive and thrive. But today's conversation is about the next generation. We will always reach out to existing pharmacists to help them provide other career opportunities and revenue opportunities, and that's what yesterday's show is about. But next week's show is about you, the future, And it doesn't matter if you graduated, but if you want to graduate today, maybe you've been in the business 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, you know, as long as you can. I spoke to a gentleman, Pete Krekel, who does, he's amazing. I did some CE with him, and he says, listen, I'm 60 years old. You know, I'm not going to impact the industry much except to give back to the next generation and to mentor them. I said, Pete, you're my kind of guy. You know, we're like Romeo. It's like retired old men eating out. I said, we're helping the next generation. Well, that's what the Pharmacy Podcast Network, Ken Sternfeld and RxVIP, Crystal Cruz, Jason Cavallino, our vision, our mission, APPA, the association that Pharmacy Podcast Network is going to work with and enhance for student content and student education. So the summer of 2019 starts next weekend, Memorial Day. Well, we're going to be putting out a lifeline for pharmacists on that show next week. And it's probably going to be an extended show. I'm going to take the opportunity. I got to get my voice coach and my training up to date to do 2 hours. We're going to do the concierge pharmacist show at 3 o'clock, like we normally do. And then we're not going to say goodbye. We're going to say hello to another hour. And we're going to call it, I don't know, Pharmacy Friday Conversations or something like that. I don't know. I'll work on it this weekend. But we're going to be on air next week for 2 hours. Because Pharmacy Friday is how I started changing my career. And that was my summer, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. I don't know, I guess it was 5 years ago, where I led up to in that August, I did my first Meet the Pharmacist event at the office of Dr. Goodman. And Pharmacy Friday was born. And RxVIP Concierge was born. Well, new graduates entering our profession, they're being born as the next generation providers. So the summer of 2019, it's like the movie. What was the movie? The summer of 42? It's going to change your life, the summer of 2019. We're going to give you a pharmacogenetic analysis stratification tool. And we're going to give it to the next generation and any pharmacist listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network, anyone in our nation who wants to advance patient care, who wants to advance their career, who wants to help patients and save their lives. And when you see this tool, and when you embrace it, and when you utilize it, you will become a care provider because it leads seamlessly into care coordination, chronic care management, medication management. What better tool to have when you do medication MTM or chronic care management or managing medication reconciliations or transitional care or any screening that we will offer to you with the Care One platform that we are also introducing for the summer of 2019. What better tool to have on an iPad in your palm of the hand of the profession that you're entering? Everything you need. So the summer of 2019 starts next weekend. It's Memorial Day. And we're going to give a bright light for the future generation of our pharmacy profession and a bright light for the existing members of our wonderful profession. Even our cats are excited. So this is Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose on Saturday. I will be having a conversation this morning later with Todd Urey, our founder and our publisher, about how the Pharmacy Podcast Network is going to be the leader, the voice, the content deliverer of the next generation for the next generation of PharmDs and for not only the summer of 2019, but the summers to come after every single year. So our profession grows through the strength of the people who are the most important part, and that's you, our listeners. It's Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose. It is Saturday, May 18th. I am extremely excited to welcome all of the PharmD candidates entering our great profession this weekend. Have a wonderful, wonderful career. We are here to help you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.